I'm nice with your printing. I'm actually from America. Otherwise,
libraries, they have no budget for religious books. They only want technical books.
You're not interested in religion.
But because our books are printed so nicely and coming from America, and they are seeing the foreign sadhus, oh, they become so, oh yes, we must take. But actually they have no budget for any religious books.
That is good. But the so-called religious books represent all Buddhism. Humble imagination. That's all. There's no facts. As Ramakrishna says, why do we have their birth? Anyone. This religion, that religion, Jainism, Sikhism, this is no, nothing. Simply bogus program.
Because all the libraries, they say we have too many religious books, too much religion.
And the government is so much afraid of offending one religion, so they have become secular. And there only is one religion.
Huh?
There is only one religion.
Yes. One religion, this is Sadhu Dharma and Purushottam. To become surrendered to God. That is it. And it is this. That is our religion. We are teaching surrender to God, but they have no idea that there is God. They have forgotten that there is God and He can talk with me. I can talk with Him. They cannot believe us. If God is there, He cannot talk. He has no mouth, He has no leg. Miracle. Impersonal. Religion.
In America, there are surveys. Public opinion surveys.
That's it. God has to be created by public. That's how did it happen.
But then, anyway, these surveys show that religious sentiment in America is increasing.
Yes, that is proof. You have the proof. There is no doubt. But interior,
they say that now...
And there is no poverty. In other countries, on account of poverty, they are thinking, first of all, we must be materially prosperous. Then we shall think God is nonsense. This program is there. But he will take it by God. First of all, must have actually the ease and the sense of being. What is it? How they can lay very short speed. But that is the dosha gunarashita. If somebody is poverty stricken, all other qualities become useless. And nowadays the education is for money. One has passed DSC, PhD, but if he does not get an employment, then what is that? He's ready from here. Can you give me some credits? Yes.
Actually, you wrote that the educational system simply turns man into a dog, going from door to door, begging for something.
This is why the Indian professors are going outside.
Brain drain.
Because they cannot get where suitable job.
No salaries.
I read in the paper that India lost $850 million by the brain drain, because all of its intelligentsia is leaving. They're going to Europe and America, especially America.
Not Canada.
Yes.
Canada has in university almost majority of the professors in India. All over the world, they write India, they take small salary.
Yes.
For them, it is high salary. But for Europe and America, it is cheaper. And they're intelligent. So they did service. you are given this permanent residence.
Yes, in Canada.
Yes, seeing my book.
Much.
That Consulate General in Montreal, he, when he read my teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he immediately knew that.
He spent only $25.
Yes.
And we spent so much on lawyers.
25 or 35.
Well, we were hiring lawyers in New York.
The lawyer is taking monthly at least $300 and postpone.
Naturally, so he can continue getting money. Mm-hmm.
Prabhupada went
to the You want to respond? Will you kindly send me $150? He has to send. I see you are simply postponing this. Yes.
Call on the phone.
I heard that you once said, lawyer means liar.
Yes.
I'll get that survey.
The Bunkin Mao, Bunkin Chatterjee, a famous novelist. He wrote a book on comic book. The plan is going. So the witness charged the judge charged, I see you are witness in every case. He has a professor. So you are speaking 60 years old for the last 5 years. You do not increase your age. No, sir. A gentleman has one word. He does not change his word.
Oh, I see. He had one word.
I should not think me that I am either a lawyer or a prostitute or a newspaper editor.
Because they're all liars. Yes.
My word is what? I do not change my word.
So a newspaper editor, a lawyer?
And a prostitute.
And a prostitute.
He classifies them in one category.
Especially these newspapers, when you give an interview, they always print something else.
Yes.
They never print exactly what one says.
They're not honest.
No.
This was printed in the New York, the Los Angeles Times on January 21.
I think it's this January opinion 7th. Printed to send to our newspapers.
That book that you printed?
Yes.
That book can be expanded more.
Yeah, when I reprint it up today.
There's European meetings.
With the covering letter, that there is much agitation about Hare Krishna movement. You will kindly read this following pamphlet and you will understand the value of the movement. And it is good that we have given the heading to Hare Krishna movement.
So this is a study published in the Los Angeles Times on January 2nd. It says, the year 1976 could mark the beginning of a new religious revival in America, judging from recent Gallup surveys of public opinion. The surveys found, number one, For the first time in nearly 20 years, there was an increase in church attendance. First time in 20 years.
Hmm.
With 42% of all adults in America attending church or synagogue in any typical week. Once a week. 42% of the adult population. Almost there. Number two, the proportion of Americans who believe that religion is increasing its influence on American lives has tripled since 1970. In other words, the public thinks that religion is now influencing American life. The number of people who think like that has gone up.
That is due to the Hare Krishna movement.
I think so.
Yeah.
And number three, this is very significant. A substantial number of Americans have developed an interest in the inner or spiritual life. They make a distinction between religion and spiritual.
Mm.
Religion
means spiritual.
But they say religion means going to church once a week. That's their religion. But spiritual is something different. So they say a recent survey indicates that a projected 6 million people are participating in the Maharishi's Transcendental Meditation. 5 million are practicing yoga in one form or another, mostly for health. 3 million in the charismatic movement, that is,
the cults.
3 million in mysticism, and 2 million in Eastern religions. A lot of people, they have estimated, are practicing or participating in Eastern religion.
Eastern India.
Mostly us and the other and some bogus so-called gurus.
Those charismatic movements, that's like the Jesus Christ movement. Catholic preachers call that charismatic.
To estimate the average church attendance in 1976, surveys, this just tells you how they took the survey. So analysis of these figures shows that church attendance is up among all major population groups. The Catholics are better attenders than the Protestants. Women go more often than men. Women go more often than men in America. Southerners and the Midwest, from the South and the Midwest, they attend more frequently than they do in the East and far more than those living in the West. So this says that people in the West, like California, they're the least religious. People in the East, like New York and Pennsylvania, they're a little more religious. And people in the Midwest and the South, they're the most religious, according to the survey. Those who are under 30 years, of age, are less likely to go to church than those who are 30 and over. Younger people, same trend, giving up.
They come to us.
Yeah, they come to us. White and non-whites attend with equal frequency. Not that the white people are more religious, black people are less. People with a college background are more likely to go to church regularly than those who never went to college. But people who never went, in other words, they're saying, if you went to high school, but you did not go to college, the chances are you will not go to church as much as if you went to college. But if people went to grade school, and then they left without going to high school, without going to college, that means they left at, say, 15 years old, then they have the best chance of going to church. That means the less education you are given in America, the more religious.
That's everywhere.
But it's very interesting that they are saying that so many millions of people are practicing yoga or interested in meditation or the Eastern religions or mysticism. Millions of Americans. And formerly, I remember in the 1960s it was a new thing. Actually, when you came, that was the beginning. Before you came to America, there was a little bit of interest in some concoction, which they call Zen music.
Yes.
A little bit of concoction, but practically no one had ever heard of yoga or anything. It was just beginning to get popular when you came to America. It coincided with your visit. So it seems that there must be some
kind of a book that has...
So it seems that there must be some...
It's not black.
...effect. By just your coming to America, the whole place is transformed. Now sometimes we think that when you look at the gates of our Chaitanya came to the world, it coincides with a period in the Western world called the Renaissance. During this period of the Renaissance, there was the highest development of art and literature and so many other cultural things. So we sometimes wonder, there must be some...
Does it mean that before that, the Europeans were uncivilized?
They were actually considered themselves to be in the Dark Ages. They call it the Dark Ages. And then all of a sudden there was what they called the Renaissance, where man's intelligence became greater, expanded. He became interested in finer things.
Not man, but the Western.
Yes, Western, yes. Otherwise they call it...
The Indian stock was there in India.
Yes, yes. So it's very amazing that the period in Europe called the Renaissance coincides with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So we are...
Intensive.
Yes, so we're thinking that it must be because he came into this world, then everyone was blessed.
Bhakti-tati dhokushi. Parinara-udhari. That is the beginning. And he enthused Indians, took this knowledge, and the truth. Maharaj-bhumi-dhavayi-dhamanusha-jana. That is the Chaitanya.
That was the period when all the Europeans became very interested in traveling all over the world. And they discovered America, and they were very interested in coming to India for the spices. There was a great interest in India. Actually, they say this man Columbus, he landed in America because he was looking for India, trying to cross the ocean, and he found this land, America, blocking his way.
That's how those islands became the West Indies, because he was looking for India anywhere west, and he hit some islands, and they called them the West Indies. And later they were called
West Indies, South America.
Caribbean. Cuba, Nassau, Puerto Rico.
Southern part.
Yes.
South of Florida. So his main motive was how to find India, to get the wealth of India. So it seems all over the world there was a greater interest in education and art and in India at the time when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
The church was the strongest as well in Europe at that time. Religion. Very strong.
That is not believed in the West.
That is to keep their prestigious position.
Yeah. Many scholars.
They know that there's a
place in Kashmir where they say his samadhi is there.
There is a period of years
from
which no one can account for.
In our Christian religion, it is broke. How uncivilized were those standards. Thou shalt not kill. How uncivilized it is.
Yes.
Even if we take it, the human killing, it is man, not animal killing. So there's a, what kind of society is
to kill human beings? Yes.
Well, that's accepted. That is very uncivilized in those times.
And the original class, that Christ was killed first.
Yes.
Who advised not to kill. They were so civilized, the killing first. This is a book. Why he says thou shalt not kill? That means the society was so on a religious that they're killing one another.
So it was their sport.
Huh?
It was their sport to see men fight each other until one of them was killed. Their wrestling was based on fighting until someone was killed. That was their sport and entertainment. Just like wrestling in India, But in the Middle East, in Roman times, the wrestling was fought until somebody had to be killed. That was their entertainment. They wanted
the chastity.
They wanted to see them die. Even today, actually, all the entertainment in America and the Western world is based on violence. They have bullfighting. They want to see the bull tortured and killed. And they have chicken fighting. And they have
dog fighting.
And even the most popular sport in America now is football. It's more popular than baseball. And it's based on men jumping on each other while one team is carrying the ball. It's a very violent sport.
And boxing also. So many different sports.
They're fascinated by pain and fighters.
Torture.
Yes.
They like to see that somebody is tortured by another.
All the movies are becoming increasingly more violent. And on TV.
Yes, actually, I was just told there is one movie now which is breaking all the records for attendance. It is called The Omen. And it is about a prophecy in the Bible called the Antichrist. This idea is that the devil comes from hell to the planet Earth, and he impregnates one woman, and then his son is born. So the son is called Antichrist, son of the devil. And he is very powerful, with mystic power, very evil, and he takes over the whole world. So there's a movie now about this. And it's breaking all the sales records. And in the movie, they have all sorts of ghastly things happening. This is what people like to see. They like to be scared. Horror movies are also very popular. People go to the movie, and they come out, and they have nightmares for a week. It's so frightening, with special effects. And that is, they're paying money to be frightened.
The movies that are demolished in the plane, I close my eyes. I do not like to see. There is an impression carried.
Yeah.
It is a very disturbing fact to me.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Those nights twice at all. Can't sleep or anything.
Even this movie that we have just been involved with, called Audrey Rose, about reincarnation, in order to make it popular, they have made it very, very frightening. That in order to get people to come, they have to have that element of terror. So they concoct different arrangements. Because that's what people are willing to spend money to torture their own minds. No one is happy. They're very disturbed when they leave the movie theater. They're frightened. And at night they cannot sleep peacefully after seeing such movies. And they're paying money to go to these things.
And again, they tranquilize it. Oh, thankless task. Create something to study, and again, try to. Yesterday, some men can the communist temper.
Especially in this state.
I gave them good present.
That is their mercy, that you even bothered to talk to them.
But they could not tell you to stop them, have they? One was a man or boy, he asked, why God has created this world? No, I didn't ask your father why he has created you. then he'll understand. And Jonathan, go and ask your father why he has created you.
Of course, nowadays, that is an accident, not planned. If you ask your father why you have made your son, he will say, by mistake, I did not want him. I was simply wanting sex.
But God cannot make mistakes. Then he becomes simple. He cannot be good. And not all fathers, according to Vedic civilization, the father creates the son purposefully with some ceremony. It is a secret job. Putra Kikrate Bhajja. One is married to create good son. Then Bhagavad Gita says, Dharma Abhirudha, Abhirudha, which is not against religion. That kind of lust is I am. So, how can the accident? If there is Bhagavadhan ceremony and son is essential, then how can the accident?
Even in the big rich families, when they want son, they perform some puja.
Yeah. No, you know what? According to the system, everything is so finely, over is pregnant. There are someone saying, when we are children, I was in the middle, I saw my other two, three brothers and sisters born. So there was some ceremony. We are eating with mother in the ceremony. The ceremony was because my father was present. Sadhvokta. There are 10 kinds of ceremony. Before the birth and after the birth. That's what is a sanskar. So many religious ceremonies my mother was observing, and all the expenditure my father was doing. Every month, 2-3 ceremonies. Very nice ceremonies. We are still there, we are eating. So,
Brahmin priests would come.
Brahmin priests, there would be puja, there would be nice feast. Now those things are gone.
They never existed in America.
During our wife's time, they are not a lot about our daughter's time. A generation by generation.
Now they are simply thinking of ways, scientists, how to kill the baby, or how to stop the baby body from developing. Different methods for birth control. Then they'll create heaven on earth.
And here they have to fall for sterilization force.
Just like
you can't have more than 3.
Then why don't you stop? In spite of so many measures for the taking population, the population is increasing. How it is? On the whole, some years ago I read in a paper that 3 men are increasing every second or every minute.
They cannot control their sex desire. And some of these methods are not perfect.
Sex desire cannot be controlled by ordinary man, that's a fact. But they have invented so many things to stop increase the population. Why population is increasing? Very good.
And
they are killing or not, they are taking contraceptives. Tablets and so on, bigger challenges for stopping bar, checking increase of population. Why every second or every minute throughout the whole world, 3 men are increasing? That is anastha. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma vetto jara bhaji, dukkha dosaru. It is indeed a chamatha. But you cannot stop it. Either birth or death or disease or what, you cannot stop. You want it. Everyone wants, who wants to become old man like me? So that I'm going to stay. There's so many inconveniences. But I have to become old man. Who can stop it? Similarly, birth takes out a disease. He may be proud that we have invented medicine for cancer, but you cannot stop it. For example, what is your answer?
We are trying.
That every expert will say, I am trying. So that is not trying.
Well, in India, they say that before it was not compulsory, but now it's compulsory in India that you can't have more than 2 children, and then after 2 children, you must have this sterilization of them.
Like India, the other countries, they are all trying.
Well, in other countries, they say there's no need for such population control. In other countries.
Yeah, in one, I think it was in Germany, they had something only 1% increase of population.
Some places they're actually trying to, they're trying to increase.
Yeah.
In some places.
Yeah, in Australia.
In Australia, they only got 13 million people in the whole country, and it's bigger than America.
They won.
And in Canada also, they only have a few million. And in Russia, they don't have such a big population for the size of the land. But because they set up these national divisions, then this, in one way, they join the population.
The basic philosophy is that unless you create nice children, or you can give them protection from death, don't create it.
Yeah.
Brahmacharya, they may want it. That is sensible. So why should I beget children like us and us if I cannot take care of them properly? Very gentleman. What is this? I create and kill? First uncivilized. Don't create. That is civilized. If I cannot take care of them properly, I love them too.
They're not educating the population in Brahmacharya. Yeah. Therefore,
that is everything. Why should I take responsibility of family if I cannot maintain the problem? That is very little. That is serious. And I accept so-called family first has gratification, I cannot maintain that and kill. That's a decision. This would be a thing to be called civilization. Here is civilization. Go. Please this. It's basic civilization, it's real civilization. You are not civilized. You have killed Jesus Christ with respect to the dogs and not killed. You should be ashamed of your present civilization. This brainwash is required.
We're brainwashing.
Yes.
In the brain.
And there's all these rubbish things here. When I say, yes, it is brainwashing. Jesus Arpana Marjana, cleansing, the core of the heart, all mistaken ideas. Speak in the code like that and see how they are being appreciated by scholarly section. Read your book, read, if you have a time, and see the opinion. It is really brainwashing, but for the good. Everything requires cleansing for good. Bad impression, bad ideas are what? Why you protest? Let it be done. Give us freedom. It is brainwashing, but for the good. Washing it for good. Just like you wash your cloth. You think it is bad? Dirty cloth, if it is washed nicely with soap and water, who will protest against that? Oh, why you are cleansing your dirty cloth? That is another foolishness. Everyone, every gentleman, every civilized man washes his clothes with soap and water to become more repressed. So you are giving this civilization. Actually, it is brainwashing, but for the good. And see our example. The boys and girls whom we are charging brainwash, they see after brainwashing how gentlemen they have become. They have become moralists, they have become God-conscious, they are clean outwardly. Their pudding is so innocent and so nutritious. So why do you take it? Bring your plate and our plate. Now judge which is better. The taste. Halwa, puri, samosa, kachori, vegetable, one plate and boiled meat with salt and black pepper. The taste now. Which is better?
It's for a hog. And
bring that one. Before the hog gives him the stool and halwa, he'll prefer to take the stool. So, let him be extremely exposed. We are fighting random, be exposed. What is wrong with
it? Yeah. In our attack,
because we should point out that defense. That is exactly that form of defense.
Smoker, you're doing all this stuff. We should turn the tide, expose them.
Well, many opinion that this movement is Bhagavad Bhagavata is saying. There are many opinions.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And many parents have said that my children have been saved. I agree with
that. These books, especially, there are many of them to save the human civilization from going to hell.
One scholar, Ashutosh Mukherjee, he said this, these books will save the world. In that review book?
Yeah, but he said from the nice words. These only the Indian scholars have got that vision, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Indian scholars have appreciated that these books have a chance for saving the whole humanity.
Yeah. And that is our mission.
Yeah.
We want to save.
Here.
Right.
The said edition of the Bhagavata series, we hope, will serve as a boon to the English knowing world for its abiding values and ennobling like force of spiritual perspective to give the correct lead to mankind in the midst of sickening contemporary problems.
Yes, that is yours. Who has written that?
That's Dr. Krishna Gopal Goswami,
Head of the Department of Sanskrit at Calcutta University.
He has got good experience because he has his students that have done so.
Here, look at that.
In the university.
Yeah.
This book is capable.
They don't care about Professor Krishna.
Yes.
Don't care.
Then the professor and the head of the Department of Bengali and the dean of the Faculty of Fine Arts and Music at the University of Calcutta says, the world, tormented by psychic troubles like avarice, hate, and other baser qualities of the mind,
will never escape from utter annihilation of the soul unless it finds refuge in His divine grace. I have particularly read some portions of this English translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I think this book is capable of saving mankind from the clutches of Maya. I have no doubt that the ISKCON will lead the world to the path of divine grace.
He's a very big scholar, too. He's a PhD.
All of the PhDs.
And here is Dr. Jagdish Sharma. He is the author of 19 books. Very well learned man. He says, the work done by A.P. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada toward the revivalism of Hindu culture and civilization is unsurpassable. His Holiness has done a great service to Indian culture by reinterpreting the concept enshrined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This edition of Srimad Bhagavatam will go a long way to help the scientists in rediscovering phenomena of the universe which is yet to be discovered. The thoughts of this Srimad Bhagavatam radiate to anyone who sees it. This book helps to brighten the gloomy and dark clouds which are covered by the nuclear fear and the apprehensions of society.
So, let the judges read this opinion, read this book.
Yeah, these men are famous men in India. This Jagdish Sharma is the most famous man in Punjab.
He's a young man.
Jagdish Sharma?
Yes.
I have not met him. I don't know, but he's very famous.
Young man means, how about 40?
Yeah, I think he's around 40.
But then the best one is by Dr. Mukherjee, former Chief Justice. He writes that this book is an intellectual, a cultural, and a spiritual landmark in this world. The beautiful printing and photographs evoke the spirit of the work. It is a book which should be in the library of every reader who values the essential glories of human life,
the judgment of the Chief Justice, it's not God's name,
and the ultimate destiny of this universe. And then there is that other quote, this is also very important, by the Deputy Director of the Lok Sabha Secretariat.
Yeah, Subramanian.
He's a big man.
Sorry.
And this is the national government.
Yeah, no, it's central.
Central.
Lok Sabha is like
parliament.
Parliament.
Sabha means parliament.
Congress of national government.
Yeah. No. Central government. Yeah.
With the
national.
This is a rare opportunity for people and leaders of every country, every race, and every community in the world to know and understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. I would say that this encyclopedia of spiritual knowledge is more important and fundamental than the encyclopedia of any other branch of knowledge, and should therefore find a rightful place, not only in the public and private libraries, big and small, not only in educational and other institutions, but also in every household, and above all, in the hearts and minds of every man and woman.
He's not ordinary, man.
No, he's the deputy director of Lok Sabha Secretariat. You should write more. I have to go over this to you to get more descriptions of each place.
Yeah, I have a folder. I have the full reading.
And like if it says Sardar Patel University, where is that?
In
Gujarat. I just have to add a few things.
Well, if you're going for a walk, it's quarter to seven if you want to go there.
So let us go.
I don't know the areas. I don't know where to go, but Gorgobin probably knows.
Yeah.
That place where we get the water, there's a little park there.
Well, he said there was a couple of paths up near the lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
another south.
When's this?
We can edit your call now.
Kayan? No, he's passed. H. Kukoda, he's Gita Press.
Very famous.
Very famous.
He's the editor of Gita Press?
Yeah, but he's passed.
Oh, so you have to write the late. Yeah. I have to go over every one of these. He said that it is a source of great pleasure for me that a long-cherished dream has materialized and is going to be materialized.
He was speaking to me. Yes, Swamiji, I was thinking of presenting Sai Bhagavan, but I could not. But he had therefore this cherished dream.
I thank the Lord that due to His grace, this publication could see the light.
And he's a prime minister.
Well, then there's the...
I personally approached him for publishing my book.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said that to him, I am no arrangement for publishing my English book. So, he recommended Dalmia to help me publish. So, I thought extending there are 6 hours. So, he gave me book.
Tell me.
He, Dalmia Trust, he was one of the members. So immediately the one that says, give Swamiji for the first publication. But I did not know that it would be 6,000. I thought maybe 4,000, 5,000. It gave me 4,000. The balance 2,000 I repaid after selling the books.
You had to get a loan?
Huh?
A loan for that 10,000
dollars? Loan is been there.
Oh.
I don't know. So,